This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, herbicide-resistant weeds are becoming more common, catching the attention of farmers and weed specialists across the ag industry. While this presents a challenge, experts are exploring new strategies to stay ahead, knowing that developing effective solutions takes time. With a focus on innovation and integrated management, the industry is working to adapt and maintain effective weed control for the future. We talk with a production development representative from Bayer coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an innovation and profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for innovation and profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
Adam Striegel is a crop protection technology development representative for Bayer Crop Science, which means he does the last stage of testing for new products on test plots to make sure they perform according to label. So he knows firsthand what we're going to be up against in weed resistance. He says that weed resistance feels like an over-discussed topic, but experts say it remains a pressing issue as weeds like water hemp continue to develop more tolerance to more herbicides.
Water hemp in particular in the state of Iowa has developed resistance to the ALS chemistries, which would be like a Climuron ethyl classic, Pursuit imazefapyr, for example. They've also developed resistance to glyphosate or Roundup. Not Liberty yet, so from a glufosinate perspective, so that's still a management tool that we can use. But there's also been two confirmations of dicamba resistance in two different counties, I think 1 or 2 years ago in the state of Iowa, as well as a potential resistance in for 2,4-D that was identified last year as well.
Striegel says it's going to take farmers looking at different options to decrease weed resistance. We need to diversify our attack so we can stay ahead of weeds without letting them develop any kind of resistance. More and more farmers are falling into the trap that sprays are enough to fix every problem. It needs to be a coordinated attack, much like we used to see in previous generations on the farm.
We at Bayer do support integrated weed management, so whether that's the use of cover crops, targeted tillage applications, for example, we're going to promote, you know, whatever tool in the toolbox fits for our various producers, knowing that everyone's farm is a little different. But within our portfolio, we're trying to bring new management options, knowing that we have some of this underlying resistance that's already been selected for within our populations in the state of Iowa, as well as across the United States. And
Striegel also highlights some of the products that Bayer is working on to help combat the resistance problem we're seeing in weeds.
The product I'm most excited about is a product that we're hoping to launch next year commercially. We're expecting EPA label approval in 2025, and the product's trade name will be Convintro. So Convintro is active ingredient, would be difluphenican. It is a group 12 phytoene desaturase inhibitor. So a slightly different flavor than some of our other pigment inhibitors that people might be more commonly used to, such as our HPPDs, our group 27s. But the cool thing about that is that, as I mentioned, we have low levels of resistance currently in the state of Iowa to HPPDs. We're expecting this to work really, really well on those populations. And so it is a product. So it's going to be another tool in our toolbox at pre. So get them when they're small, or get them when they're not emerged at all. It would be my preference there. And then looking in that post time frame, that'll be products that are further up our pipeline.
For more information on these or any other Bayer products, visit with your local Bayer retailer. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.